MEOTA, the storm in Eastern Maritimes has held our attention this weekend, such a terrible material loss to so many folks. Having traveled the Cabot Trail and been to Glace Bay makes it all seem more real than it would otherwise. The senior wind-up at the golf course ended on a high note. A friendly game of golf bingo saw three teams tied with three lines of bingo each. The winning team with a score of 38 included Jack Day, Bernie Gregoire, Marcel Duhaime, Annette Duhaime and Carol Dyke. The consolation winners with a score of 41 were Dennis Tebay, Larry Dyke, Lynn Hiles and Elizabeth Buchinski. A delicious luncheon of chicken kebabs, rice pilaf and numerous salads was followed by a variety of desserts and a special cake a la mode honoring the presence of Cora and Svend Christensen. Games were played following the noon meal and all went home well fed and happy. Due to weather and contractor delays, the Iffley Road closure is extended indefinitely. The detour is well marked through the Glenrose area and Range Road 3163. The bridge players met again September 20 and top scores went to Jerry Craig and Barbara Mitchell. Second were Anna Walbilling and Margaret Dyke. On September 22, Vern Iveren and David Sharp took top spot followed by Catriona Winterholt and Margaret Dyke. The next flu shot clinic is being held in the Dewdrop in October 17, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. A drive around the city last week left one in sheer delight as the flowers the city has planted in planters here, there and everywhere are the best I can ever remember. Thanks to the caretakers and the weather, these are appreciated so much. It also proves that one doesn't have to live at the coast to have beautiful flowers. Canasta played September 23 in the Dewdrop Inn, found top score go to Dave Sayers and Vern Iverson. Second were Karn Kelly and Beth Wynn and third were Linda Ard and Vivianne Lesko. It was another nice social gathering with some garden produce offered by those with too many tomatoes, cucumbers and other items to those of us without gardens. This is always appreciated by recipients. The highway out of the city is coming along nicely and soon the white and yellow lines will be painted on the new parts. We are hoping the lines will be repainted on the stretch of road south of Miota, as it's been waiting a long time and it is dangerous driving at night, without them.